Rabbi Weisbach.
Yesterday we spoke about contact lenses and solutions. We said there's two different sorts of solutions. There's one sort of like a little plate that the contact lens goes into, and unscrewing to get the contact lens out. We said that's not the problem. The only problem is it could be called more. That could be called its mix. But most people, when they take this out, they do it straight away. They say you put your finger into the contact lens, you put it onto you straight away. So the mice, they don't do any wrong. You're taking the contact lens, you're putting it into your eye straight away. That's okay. When we spoke about the other sort of contact lens, Katie, where it goes back into a little sieve, and the sieve sits in some water. So we said there again also, we said, so that's also okay, even though you could have said you're doing the rikud, miraculous, as you take it out, the water strains out, and you could have thought that's called also miraculous. The mice, we said, it's called Nika, and it's not Ma'urav at all, and therefore, we said those cases were Mutter. Then we started off with a lokshin in the soup, also very interesting thing, about lokshin in soup, and we said that Lechera Chiz yesterday, that Lechera, to put a fork in your soup, to get out the lokshin only, that means you want to get lokshin only, so you put your fork into the pot, and you swirl it around there to get the lokshin caught onto the fork. For the chayyur, that is like a keli, which is not miyuchad, it's not keli amiyuchad, it's true. But that keli is a messayeh over here. You couldn't do that keli. You couldn't do it with your fingers. Normally, you're applying for a fork, the derekah normally is just aiding your fingers that it makes it more clean to do it. And that's why it's always mutter. But it's, this case over here, the fork is more than just aiding. Without the fork, you couldn't get a lokshin. If you try and take hold of the lokshin with your fingers, it would just fall through. It wouldn't work to do it. It wouldn't get it. So the chayyur, here the fork is much worse, and it's a keli, it's not a keli amiyuchad, it's true, it's a keli she'en amiyuchad, it's an osmi rabon. So the chayyur, that would be a problem. So, how do you get lokshin out of soup on Shabbos? So, what you normally do is, what people do, I've seen this many times, it's very interesting, if you put the ladle into the pot, say this is your pot, it's not a see through one, let's just put your ladle into the pot, right, and put it into here. And what you do is you get your soup in with your lokshin inside the soup. Yeah. Now, you dish it out to one person, so it's very good. This person's got plenty of soup, but he hasn't got much lokshin. So you put it again back into the pot, and you've got the same thing again, you've got your soup with your lokshin. But the thing is, to give that, pour it again out, you're going to have a problem, because you're going to be much too much soup. So what people do is they take the ladle and they tilt the soup out. Right? Is that alright, my friends?
So
you have to know what's going on over here. You must realize in a label, what happens normally, the reason what happens normally is you look very carefully to see when you put lokshin in soup into a label, the lokshin is much heavier. So the lokshin normally sinks to the bottom. So where the lokshin's at the bottom and the soup is quite high up, the point of contact, the top layer of the label, where it's just got plain soup there, it's not more of the lokshin. That bit there is a problem. Because it's not called mixed with the lokshin. It's only at the bottom end of the ladle where the soup is on top of the lokshin. That's called moru, that's called mixed, that is the problem. So if a person were just to take the soup, for example, and let's say the lokshin has settled to the bottom, and you've got clear soup on the top, so to pour a bit back, that would be all right. If, though, the lokshin is still floating around, and you pour it back, that's more of an issue. That could be more of a problem. I'm not saying it's binding that's an obstacle, but that's more of a problem. I feel one should try and avoid that if one can.
You said a bit of soup. Is it, take all the soup out of the ladle?
Which case you're talking about? When you empty
it around? Yeah, empty all the soup, that'd be left with just a lot. You said empty a bit of soup out. Now empty all the soup out of the ladle.
That's a little problem, yeah? If you empty all the soup out of the ladle, you look at the lock on the bottom, that's no good. If you just take off, let's say the top layer, right? It's top layer, how far it goes, well, it's not more of that, so it's water. If, however, the lokshin is floating around, it hasn't settled yet, floating around, then even pouring a bit up is the problem, yeah? That's more problematic.
Is there a line of lokshin going out with it?
That's a good game model. Very good point. That's the rule that she has to be. That's okay. Very good. Sure, nice, right? good point. But it's not so good. My condition is totally different. People say it's not ideal. I'm not saying it can't be good, but I've seen this very often actually with people. They take the soup and they just pour the soup back into the thing and they let the plate not in the bottom. That the soda is not so good. The that is managed. So you're just taking off the oil. You're taking off the service. You're left just with the oil itself. That's not good. Yeah?
Solution
and service. Sorry?
Solution
and service. Yeah, well, he's a good eater also. Another eater is to pour soup to someone else, actually. That's another thing. That's another good eater to give the soup to someone else.
Yeah.
You can do that and make the oil for someone else. That you do. The last person had a problem. Yeah, the last person had a problem. Okay, that's more or less that lotion with the soup. So you can enjoy the soup with the lotion. I must tell you, I've been to people's houses, and sometimes people put a lotion afterwards in the soup. And I always wondered, they do it inside a locker and it's worth. So one day I was brave enough to ask a question. And I asked them what they do with this for, why they put a lotion afterwards. Oh, I could have asked you, I didn't know. Yeah, quite right. So the nicest is quite right. What they say is, the nicest is it's a practical reason. Because lotion kind of absorbs a lot of the soup. So you put a lotion in your soup right to start with, you don't have much, you lose a lot of the soup, it gets absorbed into the lotion. So this way, what they do is they put lotion afterwards, they put it in the plate and pour the soup over it, so you haven't lost any of the soup, you've got a full pan of soup. So it's just a practical rule. But you also gain the sun, this shadow here, you wouldn't have any problem. You do it that way as well, you gain the sun, you've got no problem. Yeah? Okay, that was really. You haven't got that way, you'll save all this over here. Okay, now we're more or less finishing these three monologues here, Boira, Zoira, and Merakit, which the mice is a big thing, yeah? A very special thing. I just wanted to make a few ha'orahs, let's see if what we can come out with, any more kiddushim that we can come out with. Just trying to find my paper here. Nun Gimel. Right, let's just go through a basic questions, yeah? A few basic questions, what we're doing at this moment. Someone's got a pile of laundry, which they did not manage to sort out before Shabbos. So the white, it was all clean before Shabbos, it was all put in there, they got the laundry basket, taken out the dry, put all the laundry, the clean, dry laundry, in your washing basket. Nice, it's not very nice at the Shabbos time, your washing basket out, so nicely you decide on Friday night, before you go to bed, to put everything away. But you don't mind closing your eyes, you don't mind what you take out. You don't mind if the shirt comes out first, you don't mind if the vest comes out first, your blouse comes out first, your pyjama top. You're not mugged what you put out. Mutter or service? Mutter. No, it's dry. Everything was dry before Shabbos. You didn't have to write it. You finished everything before Shabbos.
Yeah, but you take it out Shabbos.
You can't mutter.
If you went to the blue suit Shabbos morning,
very good. So the choreo, you've got from the boat here, yeah? You're sorting out the whole mixture. Even though you don't care which one you take out, there's a big mistake you're making this burger. It doesn't make a difference, you don't care. You don't care which one you put out first. But with Bart, you're being the second the whole time. At the end of the day, you've rectified this mixture. You had a mixture of in a laundry basket of all different sorts of clothes. And by you putting them away, even though you don't care, that is problematic because you rectify the whole time. That is burger. That's awesome to do on Shabbos, even though you don't care which one you put out. Yeah, quite right. So he's telling me in sign language, which I've worked out already, very good. How could you do it how could you put away the laundry on Shabbos, Beheta?
To put it on the floor.
Yeah, I hope you won't have to wash it again, that's all. If it's dirty floor, you have to wash off it again. But if you do it on a nice clean floor, it's been done for Shabbos, hopefully, you scatter the whole thing on the floor, it's all dispersed, then there's no problem of, what do you call it? There's no problem of, boiler. Yeah? Yeah, so the Meister, what is it? You've got a Tarus in it. Everyone agrees you've got a Tarus in this washing basket here. Why have you got a Tarus in this basket? Because the shirt, and everyone knows the shirt is not the same as a pyjama trouser. So you've got psoas inside your washing basket. It's true that it's all good, it's all good food. It's like a bowl of fruit, you've got apples and oranges and pears. The Meister, that is called a Tarus. Even though it's all good stuff, this is all good stuff, but you don't want it mixed. You want to put the shirt away and you want it separated from this tarot. You don't want it mixed. That is a tarot, which is a problem. If lemaisa, let's say it comes to, for example, I've got an example over here. Let's say someone's got a key in a box. He's got a box of keys. Now, he wants to open his front room, but he's locked it. He's locked it Friday night, locked his front room door. And he's got a box of keys with a whole load of keys inside there. The problem is he's got 20 keys in, and he's a bit of a schmaller, this guy. He doesn't remember which key fits where.
Oh,
so now he wants to take out each key and try it into the door and see if it works. So that is a collab one of the other. You're taking each one separately, but each one is a possibility that's the one you want. And when you get to the one you want, you'll open the door with it. That is much better. Many possible hold that case as mutter. Looking for an item, even though it's mixed, even though there's a good possibility when you lift up your first key, it might be the wrong one. Could be precise.
Yeah.
But since you're doing it together, open, you want to get the right one out, and it's, this is the way to do it, you have to check each one as it goes, that is mutter. I'll tell you a similar example. Someone bought a shed, came to shoe nice and early on Shabbos morning. He takes his hat off, and he puts it down in the hat stand, or wherever the hat rack, and for some reason he's in a rush to get out of shoe. He comes to the hat rack, he doesn't remember where he put his hat. There's a whole load of hats on the hat rack, he doesn't remember where is which one, did he, where is his hat? So he lifts up the first one, oh, young, it's not mine. A nice hat, it's not mine. He picks up another one, it's a nice hat also, of course not mine. So, the mice is picking up each one, it's a tarot, let's say it's all mixed together, he's picking up each hat to look if that's the one. The mice is not his. That is going to make possible still mutter because he's looking for his one, and when he gets his one, he's going to use it straight away.
Yeah.
That's different to the washing clothes where you pour your laundry basket, you put everyone away in the cupboard, you're not using it straight away. That is a different case. Here, you're using your hat straight away, or using your key straight away, that is much better, and that could diminish poskin is takamuta.
I meant a mutter. I didn't mean to wear plain.
But moksha doesn't mean it's wet. If the garment was wet when
Shabbos. If you want to wear a blue suit on Shabbos, and you're ready to sell for Shabbos, and you take out the grey one instead.
That's not.
It wasn't prepared.
No, that's not good. Every clothes are prepared. Even though you might say, I'm not wearing, you want to wear a nice green suit for Shabbos. You've got a green suit?
No.
Okay, let's say you've got a green suit.
You know why? Because you never have pooling on Shabbos.
Some people got pulled the whole year round, you know that.
It's not like green suit.
Yeah, so that's not moksha. Moksha is like, it's moksha, it doesn't work. Some of this could be used. Even though you decide you want to use a green suit with a nice pinstripe on tomorrow, that doesn't make the other suits moksha. Because it's not, that's not cool because you're not miyachid that you don't want to use the other ones. That's, even though you decide you want to use this one particularly, it doesn't make it moksha with the other ones. Okay, let's give a few more examples. Okay, but to do with Zoya, we said when we got this, but there's no issa of aerosol cans, yeah? Even though Zoya is to do with the wind, it's the pressure, aerosol cans are pressure, it's nothing to do with the wind, it's not a wind that's activating something, therefore there's no problem with aerosol cans. Praying clothes for Shabbos morning, we spoke about a long time ago, it's also very important, people don't realise this, but it's very important this. On Friday night, you can't go into the children's room, for example, because you want to sleep in on Shabbos morning, so you want to prepare all the clothes for the children on Friday night. Yeah? Or it could be the husband himself. The husband's going out and washing for on Shabbos morning, he's got early minion for davening. He wants to take out his nice green shirt. He's going to a shul with a green shirt and a pink tie. And he's going to wake his wife up tomorrow morning. So he wants to take out the green shirt with a pink tie on Friday night. If it's a taros, if it's in the cupboard, it's mixed. So you've got all your shirts on top of each other, next to each other. It's a mixture. One may not take that out on Friday night unless the answer will be is to wear it for a bit of time. Use it strictly when you take it out. It's a bit funny. You're wearing a green shirt with a pink tie on Friday night, but you're using it straight away. That is water. That is allowed to be done. Yeah? Who are the people telling me? Also preparing Shabbos streets. Who can prepare for the children Shabbos streets, for example, Shabbos morning. For Shabbos morning. They're preparing on Friday night. He's got a whole a drawer full of sweets and chocolates and everything inside that drawer. He takes out chocolate, he takes out some sweets, he takes out all the little things. That is a serious problem of boiler. Inside that drawer is a proper mixture, and he wants to prepare it now for Friday night. That's not allowed. What's the eight of that, boys? So you can throw it all down and disperse it, or you can eat a bit of meat one. That's also a good eight. That's not so practical. Milky chocolate on Friday night. But that would be another eight. That would be another eight, sir. Food on a plate. Yeah, another thing is also, I'll say, this is how we started off this bread. That's how we started off this bread. I had someone once by me, and I'll tell you, I've got to come back to this. But what happened was, interestingly, it was an egg. He was having egg, and there was a pepper, a small little bit of pepper stuck into the egg. So he sits down and says, I hope you don't mind, but I don't like peppers. And he pulled the pepper out and put it inside his plate. Now, that, the chur, is a serious problem. Because what he's done there is boiler. He realised what he's done is boiler. He's taken out, the pepper for him is no good, he doesn't want it. He's put it out inside the paper, stuck into the egg, so it pushed the tarugus, even though it's a nice red pepper shining on top of an egg, it's stuck in. The chayla, that is called tarugus. Yes, long, one could hear. But the chayla, that is a tarugus, to pull that out and put the side of the plate is not so good. I haven't invited me to say this, but what should we do next time it comes to me? But I would say to eat the pepper, that's true. But besides that, what should we do once you get around this problem? What? Put it there, what else do you do? Also, oh, you can do the pepper. You can get it somewhere else. I don't want to say want some pepper. You can do that. It can happen with you. It's a very common thing as well. You can have on your plate the whole load. So you're eating at home, someone's giving you on your plate the whole load of the main course. You've got chicken, potatoes, carrots, a whole load of things mixed together. And for some reason, you can't have the carrots. Mm-hmm. So what some people do is they take a knife and they scoop off the carrots onto a side plate. Now, if that was a mixture, that is a serious problem. The boiler, you've taken off the bad from the good, because you don't want that. The way to get around is, again, the same thing, is either you take all the good onto a lard plate, you take a big plate, and you take the chicken off onto a lard plate, and the potatoes onto a lard plate, whatever you've got on a plate, and you leave the carrots on there.
The carrots or the potatoes or the chicken.
Then that's not terrible. If it's only when it's a terrible fashion. Oh, yeah, if it's only when it's a mixture. If that's a mixture, is the way around. So I've always said, what came out from all this, at the end of the day, is really, there's a way around everything you know what to do. Really, it's not as complicated as it sounds. There's a lot to do, you can do it with better. All right, sorry.